We have come to the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and he's preparing to part from his people. Weary of giving them direct mussar, he's going to recount their failings and tests in a roundabout way. Why? Why doesn't he just say it straight out? Rashi says, Mifnei Chvaidam Shel Yisrael, in order to give kavod to Klal Yisrael. The Sefer, Shulchan Gavaya, asks, what is the kavod of Klal Yisrael to tell them something as a hint? Why does that make a difference? Why is a hint more kavodik than just telling them straight out what they did? And the response is that in general, a person remembers the monumental events in his life. When something big happens to us, we hold on to it. Depending on your age, you who are listening to this, you know where you are when Kennedy was shot, where you were when Kennedy was shot, or when the Twin Towers were hit. It's enough for me to say September 11th, and you are standing right back at the spot when you heard the news. You have images in your head. You remember who told you. You remember who you told. You remember your reactions. It's all very, very clear because this was a big deal. All you have to do is say a date, and you remember. All you have to do is say Kennedy, and you know what we're talking about. But if somebody's trying to remind you of something that didn't really make much of a difference to you, someone is telling you a story about a girl who was in camp with you 20 years ago and you haven't thought of her since, it has to come with so many details. Remember, it was the year that we slept in that bunkhouse and we had so-and-so as a counselor and the theme was that, and that girl, she came from that city with two other friends and she had black curly hair, until perhaps an image is going to form because that wasn't important to you. The chatan that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be discussing with them are sitting foremost in their minds. And it wasn't even this generation who committed the sins. And most of these averas happened already almost 4 decades ago. However, the memory, and more so the importance of these occurrences, are sitting right there. They carry with them, the Klal Yisrael carries the image of them with them at all times. And it's enough for Moshe Rabbeinu to say one or two words for the whole story to come rushing back. And this is the covet of Klal Yisrael. He's letting them know, I'm not going to insult you by giving you the details and by that show that I think you don't remember. I'm giving you covet by letting you know that I know that you are reflective and understanding. And therefore, this parsha, Parshas Devarim, and in fact Sefer Devarim, starts with the teichacha of Klal Yisrael, but with that comes the covet of Klal Yisrael. And we learn from here that there is a way to be mechiach. That means when you're giving teichacha, when you have to rebuke someone, be careful with how you do it. It makes a big difference. It says in Mishlei, al teichach leitz. Don't be mechiach a leitz, a person, a scoffer who makes fun of things. Pen yisna'eka, because if you do, he may end up hating you. Haichach lechacham. Give teichacha to a chacham, to a wise person. Ve'ye'ehavecha, and he will love you. And the interpretation of the Vilna Gaon is that when you're giving someone mussar, don't tell the leitz, meaning don't speak to him as if he's a leitz, because then inevitably he's going to hate you. Not only will he not accept the mussar, but you will have gained an enemy. Instead, speak to the chacham in him. Speak to the wise part of him. Speak to the part of him that aspires for more, and he will end up loving you. Find the good in the person. Inevitably in our lives, there are people we have to give teichacha to, whether it's children, whether it's students, whether it's friends, we have to do it. Find the good in the person. Find the spot in the person that can relate to the teichacha and give it to that part of the person, and you'll end up having somebody who will listen to you, become better, and will love you. It says that Yaakov Avinu waited until he was on his deathbed before admonishing Reuven, because, as Rashi says, he was frightened. If I do say something earlier, Reuven may make a decision to join the camp of Esav. This is mind-boggling. We're talking about Reuven, one of the Shiftei Kah, getting teichacha from his father, Yaakov Avinu. And yet Yaakov was conscious of the danger. And how careful do we have to be, how cognizant do we have to be of the difficulty of giving teichacha in the proper way so that it be accepted. Another point in giving teichacha is that it has to be purposeful. meaning there's no point in reliving the past and going through all the terrible things that happened just to recount them. If we're giving teichacha, there has to be something for the future. And we learned this from the last chet that was mentioned, which is of course the most important, di zahav, which means too much money, which is a reference to chet ha'egel. Rashi says that the reason it's called di zahav is that the reproof about the egel was that they made the egel because they had too much gold. Hashem gave them so much, and they used that for avodah zarah, which is a little bit interesting. It seems strange. There are so many things that were wrong about chet ha'egel. They served an idol, precious oil, perhaps, or for sure, a tremendous lack of hakaras hatov. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim through Moshe Rabbeinu and gave you the Torah, and here, just a month and 10 days later, you're serving an avodah zarah, a golden calf that you know you made. It's the pinnacle of betrayal. And yes, perhaps there's an overtone of too much money, but is that the ikar? Is that what we're going to call the whole chet on di zahav? And the response is, according to Ma'ayan HaShavua, that we have to look at the past in order to understand our present and improve our future. It's the only reason to learn history, to look at the past in order to understand what am I living now, to give my present more meaning, and of course to look to the future and say, if I made mistakes in the past, what can I do not to do them again in the future? And this is a practical warning for us. Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for the nekuda. What is the source of what went wrong? Why did it happen? How did it happen? We know what happened and we know what they did wrong, but we always want to ask the question in history. We're always asking the question, why did it happen? And perhaps it was 40 days of waiting at Har Sinai without having to work hard, with plenty of food and water and all their needs being met, which is going to lead to Prikas Al, which is going to lead to Hailulus, which is going to lead to lack of focus, which is going to lead to creating an egel. This has specific meaning when reading this parsha as we do on Shabbos Chazon. We have lost so much with the Chorban, and perhaps one of the most dangerous aspects is the loss of this focal point and the understanding of where we're meant to be putting our di zahav. When we have zahav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us material comfort, when he gives us much, when he gives us a lot of good things, what are we supposed to be doing with it? And as we flounder through Gala, sometimes it's hard to know where we're meant to be putting that focus point. And sometimes the di zahav does take us astray. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person would have to give Maaser Ani. And the way he would give Maaser Ani, and he would also have to give Maaser Sheni. And the way he would give Maaser Sheni is he would go to Yerushalayim to eat from the Maaser Sheni, and there, in his time of celebration, of his celebration of the plenty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, he would be positively influenced by the Kedusha all around him. And yes, he'd be grateful for the plenty that he had, but by being in Yerushalayim, he would understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me my wealth, and it's purposeful, and I'm meant to be using it for a purpose. He would spend Yontiv not only looking for new recipes or new clothing, but the focus was Aliyah L'Regel. The focus was, you're going to somewhere. You're going to somewhere good. Moshe Rabbeinu is chastising Klal Yisrael, but with a focus to the future. When you find yourselves in a situation of di zahav, find your focal point. Ask yourself the question of why. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in such a situation where we, Baruch Hashem, have the comforts that we do? What am I meant to be doing with it? And make sure we're not going to fall back into the trap that ultimately led us to Chet HaEgel.